For the book of Acts, this is your chapter 3, page, if you want to go to your pages anyway, 48. I had put a few questions at the very end of that chapter. I wanted you to take a look at, have you ever seen anybody healed? Have you been healed? And I ask you, what does Psalm 103 say, and what do you need to do? Here's my emphasis. For you yourself to, again, biblical Christianity is, in all of Scripture, we're looking at what God says. Along the way, denominations and emphases have come and gone, and we all know that it's possible to see the message dumbed down in a way. But here we are as believers in this day, the same Jesus, as we are, it's declared in Hebrews 13, the same yesterday, the same today. And if you look at the context, when we're supposed to look at the leaders and see the outcome of their life, that reference is to, hey, as Jesus worked in their life and did things through their life, he's the same Jesus right now. And that's important for us. The same Jesus that Peter preached right here on Pentecost, chapter 3, is the same Jesus in your life. The same power, the same Jesus that works. And so I know that I emphasize Mark 16:20. That's the experience that all of us are going to have. Or the book of Acts, I call the field manual for the end of days. Here's part of why give me two or three things I want to give you really quick here. Just to think about when it comes to this study and training in the book of Acts. Because we have a lot, you have a lot to go through. There's another 100 audios that you'll be getting or so. And I don't know where you're at in the study right now, because we started off slow, but as you, eventually it'll all be out there, and if you're getting this one early on in the training, another 100 or so to come, and you'll also get video training things and probably testimony. But the ultimate thing is, whether you're in Southeast Asia, or you're in Africa, or whether you're in Russia, Scotland, doesn't make any difference where you are. That Savior that we're proclaiming, talking about, and acknowledging, very important. Listen, he is not dumbed down. He is not less than he was back 2,000 years ago. The gospel is not less powerful. The Spirit of God is not less powerful. The works of Jesus have not ended, you know, thousands of years ago. So it's very important that I press on all of us. He is the same. If we're going to be biblically oriented, the Word of God and the power of God are inseparable. The Word of God and the works of Jesus that are, you know, that's, you can only do them by the power of God. They're only done by the power of God. You only say the proclamation of the gospel itself, saving itself, healing, deliverance, all this miracle, signs, wonders, all of this comes from the power of God. And you've got to understand, this is the most important mission on the planet. All of the other things that are going on in life and in your personal life, you got to watch out that it doesn't steal from you. You and I got to be strong. Spiritual discipline is a power too. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. The idea of a life that is not, it's disciplined, it's in order, it's in control, that the world, the flesh, and the devil hasn't taken and diverted us. So it's a right thing to have Jesus daily. It's a right thing to have him focused, you know, every single day in our lives. Today is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice in it. Or in Lamentations, his mercies are new every day. We're to come boldly before the throne of grace. And answers to prayer, fellowship with God, God reviving us with the same presence, same power. So I'm emphasizing to you today, there's not a singular loss of the presence, power, miracle, might, work of God in all of this history. There's believers that can become carnal. There's believers that can become backslidden. There are believers that can be washed, you know, they allow themselves to be dumbed down by the culture they live in, by the world and what it says. And we must, and that's subnormal. It's possible for the church to become like Sardis. Once it was alive, it became dead. It quit doing the works of Jesus. That's what deadness, that's part of the evidence of deadness. Powerful salvation, healing, deliverance, and the works of Jesus not being done. And that has to be repented of immediately. and Laodicea, you know, when they thought, you know, they're not living for Jesus at all. They're completely unattached. I mean, they're just not attached to him and his word. Remember John 15? If we will abide in Jesus and his word abides in us, we can ask anything we wish be done for us by the Father. Powerful answers. So, salvation and his coming into our lives is powerful. His power is in us. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. His divine power. Romans 8, that indwelling, that new nature. There's nothing, you can't get anything higher. So the appropriation of that truth, count yourself dead to sin, alive to God. Why? Because you are. Romans 6. You are. You're dead to sin. You're dead to the world. You're dead to the enemy, in a sense. His chains have been broken. Now, he tries to tempt. The old nature tries to tempt. The world tries to suck you in. That's where it comes to us. Listen, that's why daily fellowship is important, because it brings renewal. It brings us realization. He's never changed. The reality is he never leaves you, he never forsakes you, and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that includes, and I'm going to say this, wherever Christianity is, if healing is not a part of the normative, Sunday morning and service and ministry, if healing isn't a part of the just full-blown work of the church, and deliverance, by the way, if that's not a part, that church is half, you know, it is not what it's meant to be. People always ask me about denominations. I can't give you an answer on that. I can give you an answer on local churches or churches that are linked up together in what some call a movement, a denomination, association, whatever. That's fine. I don't care if we're all linked up. We're all in the body of Christ. We've been baptized with the Spirit into the body, 1 Corinthians 12. But when it comes to the church, there's the Great Commission. We don't have to come up with a mission. God has the mission. God has the power. And it's the works of Jesus we're there to do. So, this, you know, as we come to worship and gather together and glorify him, then comes that deep content of the Word of God. Then comes the massive prayers and intercessions of the saints by the power of the Spirit of prayer and supplication. Then comes giftings and workings of the Spirit. Then comes, and I think again, every single service, an invitation. Who needs prayer? Who needs to come to Christ? Come to Christ now. The call to come always in the book of Acts. When the gospel's preached, the call to come to him right now. Because now is the day. Now is the time. Right here you can get saved. Right now, because faith comes from hearing. And the Spirit of God will do his work. And that's important for all of us to understand. So this audio 42, Acts 3 at the end of your workbook page 48, I'm just emphasizing Psalm 103 and the benefits. Look how healing and the forgiving of our iniquities are inseparably connected. I don't know if you've gone there lately or not, but in Psalm, in just that alone, we look way back. And for us right now, that's three 1,000 years ago, literally, as we are looking back at Psalm 103. And as I look at that, as it's for us, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. How could we not say hallelujah today? Same Jesus today. Same saving, same healing, same delivering, same powerful God. That's why I pray Acts 4 all the time. Now, we're going to get ready to launch in Acts 4. I just pray the Spirit of God will just bring, just quicken us and light us up when it comes to these chapters. Because as we study them, as we read them, a living Savior dwells in you, never leaving you. He said, I am with you always, inseparable, unceasing, unbroken. And that's in the Great Commission. As we're launched out to do that great, exciting commission, I am, Jesus said, I am with you always. to the end of the age. So to the last day, to the last hour, and the last moment that we're here, or the last moment of history, and let me say it this way, I don't care how violent, ugly, wicked of a place you're living in, or how much is happening in the world. If the world's crazy and messed up and getting darker and darker, okay, none of that negates the power of the gospel or the authority you have or the salvation you have. None of it can take away. Romans 8 is a massive study, great content to have down. Nothing can take away the love of God in Christ. Nothing in all creation. And I just want you to know this, that it's true, churches, there are churches that have become like Sardis or like Laodicea. That's they're sinning before God. They've abdicated their dereliction and duty, whatever you want to say. They're not unleashing. There's the possibility of becoming apostate denominations and such. So if a living Savior with the living Word of God and the manifest presence and power of the Holy Spirit's not there, there's a problem there. And if people getting born again saved and healed and delivered and giftings, all of this massive grace of God, can I impress on you today, 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 and every day? Tomorrow, you can count on God, you can count on Christ tomorrow. The righteous believer might have many troubles, but the Lord delivers you out of them all. Nothing comes your way that God's not involved in, that God can't bring you through, bring you over, and empower you to respond triumphantly. So I pray that as you are in this study, I pray that as you are in this training, I pray the Spirit of God will strengthen you, empower you, fill you with the joy of the Lord, that you'll become bolder than ever in your praise, in your thanksgiving, in your talking, in your knowing. May God give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation that you may know Jesus, epigenosis, fully, deeply, experientially better, and that the joy of the Lord be your strength. Amen. I will see you in chapter 4.